بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today's hadith got to do with two groups of people that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam foretold and forewarned us about. And these two groups of people, the first group is a group that have got power, and they use that power to abuse, and they use that power to oppress and cause zulam. So that is the first group of people. And the second group of people are those women that get involved in different types of fashions. Fashions as far as the dressing is concerned, fashion as far as the hairstyles are concerned. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forewarned us about these two groups of people. And subhanallah, the person just looks at the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is amazing that as far as the fashion of the woman's clothing is concerned, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam touched on those aspects, just obviously not going to detail as far as the clothing, the fashion is concerned, but he just touched on those aspects that make up the major portion of the fashion of woman, which today we find is a multi-trillion rand industry, the woman's fashion industry. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam foretold and forewarned us about it. And from amongst the things that make up this fashion as far as the clothing is concerned is the different cuts that you get in the fabric, the different cuts you get in the makeup of that dress or that type of clothing that is worn. And the next thing that is made up is the fabric that is used, different type of fabric that is used. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even indicated towards these things that these are the type of clothing that will be worn by the woman that had to come. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also touched on the different types of hairstyle. So this hadith speaks of that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has forewarned us about these two groups. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sinfani min ahli an-nar lam arahuma qawmun ma'ahum sibatun ka adhnabil baqari yadribuna biha an-nas wa nisa'un kasiyatun 'ariyatun mumilatun ma'ilatun ru'usuhunna ka aslimatil bukhti al-ma'ilati la yadkhulna al-jannah ولا تجدن ريحها وإن ريحها ليؤخذ من مسيرة كذا وكذا رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said there are two categories amongst the people of the fire of Jahannam that I have not seen. There are two categories of people from amongst the people of the fire of Jahannam that I have not seen. I have not seen mean they haven't come as yet, they are still going to come, these two categories of people. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that people who will have whoops like the tails of cattle with which they will lash people. In other words, they will have strength, they will have power, and they'll use this power now to abuse and to harm and to oppress people. And the next group of people Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, and women who are dressed but are naked. Nice expression. Kasiyatun ariyatun. They are dressed, but they are naked. Dressed, but yet they are naked. Explanation we'll do just now. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to say that they will attract and they will be inclined. They themselves will attract others and they will also be inclined to others. Their heads will be like the humps of camels. Their heads will be like the humps of camels. They will not enter paradise, nor smell its fragrance. Although the fragrance of Jannah can be perceived from such and such a distance. In other words, the fragrance of Jannah can be perceived from a very, very, very far distance. But because these people were engaged in these activities, they will not enter paradise nor even get that smell of Jannah. Now to explain the meaning of what is meant by this kasiyat and hariyat, that they will be dressed but yet they will be naked. Ulama give a few explanations. The first explanation, the meaning of dressed is having the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and naked is not being thankful for them. So this is one explanation, that Allah Pak will give them so much of ni'mats, but they will be naked. In other words, they will have no gratitude, they won't show any shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It can also mean that she will cover part of her body and expose part of it to expose her beauty. One type of fashion is to wear some, to cover some, and to expose some. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining, one explanation is that she will cover part of her body and she'll expose some. For example, the sleeves won't be there, or she'll be wearing short sleeves, or she'll be wearing a dress that will have certain type of slits, etc. So some parts will be covered and some parts will be revealed. And then a third meaning is that she will wear thin clothing that will expose the color of her body. The next type of fashion you get is that where the body is covered, but the fabric is so thin that part of the body and the skin and color now becomes exposed. Ma'ilat means that they will be reluctant to obey Allah Ta'ala and what is necessary for them to obey. And mumilat means they will teach others to do evil actions. One is they themselves, these women will do evil actions, and one is they'll teach others also. This is how you go about doing evil action. This is how you go about doing the fashion. This is how you go about promoting the evil. The next is, it is said that ma'ilat and mumilat mean to walk by swaying the shoulders. They will do such a walk. You don't have to think too far. Nowadays you get these different type of walks, cat walks and other walks. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explaining that they will walk by swaying the shoulders. It is said that ma'ilat means combing the hair like how prostitutes comb the hair to attract men, and mumilat means that they will comb the hair of other women in this manner. At that time there wasn't even the thought of them having these type of hair designs and salons and different makeup places for the hair and artists, etc. But here one explanation is that they themselves will comb the hair like this, and they will also make others, will comb others' hairs, they'll open up these type of salons and fashion areas. Their heads will be like the humps of camels, refers to them making large and high up by tying turbans, cloths, etc. So here also what will happen is they'll make humps on their head with the hair, and they'll tie something over it to give it that high look. So this is one explanation, is that their heads will be like the humps of camels, referring to them making large and high up by tying turbans and cloths, etc. to their head. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of saving ourselves. This is the beauty of Islam. It teaches such modesty. The clothes are not there just to be worn. One explanation also of kasiyat and hariyat is that they'll wear such tight-fitting clothing, such tight, that despite them being dressed, it's good as them being naked. The whole physique, the whole shape of the body now is being revealed by them wearing this tight-fitting clothing. But the idea of clothing is to be two. One is to conceal the private areas, and the other is also to conceal the shape. So to conceal the shape and to conceal the private areas, both are something that is desired. Nowadays people think that if you just conceal the private area, it's okay. No, it's to conceal the shape also. This is one of the maqsads of wearing clothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us. This is something, a person has got shame, he's got a lot. Therefore they say, if a person has lost his shame, إِذَا فَاتَتْكَ الْحَيَاء فَفْعَلْ مَا شِئْ. If your haya is gone, then do as you please. Because this haya, this modesty is such a protection that it prevents a person from a lot of evil. So long as he's got this haya, it's like he's got a covering, he's got a protection, he's got a security mechanism around him. And the moment that haya goes away, all that mechanism goes away. That whole security that Allah Ta'ala has given this person, this natural security, that is gone. Now فَصْنَعْ مَا شِئْ وَفَفْعَلْ مَا شِئْ. Do what you want, do as you please, because now you've lost this haya. So this part of this haya is the clothing that we wear. We wear that proper clothing that covers the shape also, and also covers the necessary areas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.